are you doing better today than you were yesterday?
Doing better, but still behind. I just about got the halfway mark done.
Yeah, roger that. What time did the truck show up yesterday? Oh, dang. What did they put you, about 12 o'clock getting home?
Done it right at 11:15.
So what did they decide they're going to do anything different?
I ain't said a word.
Mechanically broke down?
That was truck. That went down.
Expedition is broadcasting from that South Orkney Island down there by Antarctica. But I heard that the only general band that they've been on so far has been 17 meters. So they're about 5 hours ahead of us. So you probably stand a good chance in the morning getting them.
I'm gonna try. What band are they? What frequency do you remember?
Yeah, I didn't hear the frequency. I'll try to look when I get to work and see if I can find something online. But I just know the guys at the class last night were talking about it, that the only frequency that was in the general band was on 17 meters.
Give her a shot, see what we can find.
That's probably going to be wherever that pile up is on your waterfall on 17 meters.
Waterfall, but I still run it. Because you have to, because even though you've got a lot of high background noise, static, whatever, atmospheric noise, it still shows up on that scope.
You know, I was searching a lot of those radios online and listening to them, and some of them were just gosh awful terrible. You couldn't tell anything about them, but then some of them were really, really clean and crisp.
Really like it. I'm glad I bought it. I don't regret buying it. But you just gotta learn that scope and know what modulation and what static.
I just had a little bit of practice from, like I said, from them online radios. Learning what's what, and be able to tell an AM station from a single sideband station.
Right, from AM. I've never even tried making a contact on it. I should, but it just don't interest me.
I enjoy tuning to some of those shortwave stations and seeing what they had to say or listening to the music from different countries.
I read an article on ARRL. In the next couple of months, those shortwave stations are going to be off our band.
I hadn't seen that one yet. I know, boy, on 40 meters, it's about 6 o'clock in the evening. There's two or three of them on there.
The clock, there's one that comes, well, from about 6 to 10, comes in on Sydney 255. He's from Japan.
D5 on either side of him.
T-Mobile.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Yesterday.
Yeah. All right, Ed, what happened to you yesterday?
First till around 7 o'clock in the morning.
Ow. Oh, my word, man. Most people done reading the paper by then.
You mean my phone rang off the hook?
Knock you for those days, do you, if you get complaints?
22 complaints that they've got to take off. And I've got to make sure that the DM will do it, because she's bad about not doing what she's supposed to do.
Pat, man, yeah, stay on top of it, because, yeah, that ain't your fault.
It's Penske's fault. It was one of their trucks that went down. They haven't told me what went wrong with the truck, but my understanding that it's been an ongoing issue and Penske wouldn't fix it. They got to fix it now.
At a de-expedition broadcasting from down there close to the Antarctic this week. I know they've been on 17 meters. I don't know what other ones they are on. Have you tried to get them yet?
Down on 17 meters, Annie. I've been going left and right. Going to Spartanburg, going to Blacksburg, going to Charlotte, so I ain't been able to.
An ExeMobile.
They got a de-expedition broadcasting from almost down at the Antarctica. And that, so we ought to try them. The only general band they've been on so far, though, has been 17 meters. And they're about 5 hours ahead of us.
That's a ways away.
It get up almost 7,000 miles from my house. Where they were on, and then the guys at the club said that they actually heard them, and that was getting ready to work them, and they switched over to CW.
Sometimes the conveyor conditions are such that you kind of have to use CW sometimes. See, the band's opened up like that. For some good old brass brown coat hangers.
Log out here in Dacusville, you cut it with a knife.
That might happen this morning.
Happen none over here in Greenville.
Man, that's dangerous.
The road, because of it, man, I'm telling you, it is thick. The visibility is down to zero.
Try to put your foot on the throttle.
Innocent this morning.
I think that'd work out too good on my Prius.
No, I don't think so. You guys want to hear a sad story? One time up in Galesville, Connecticut, guy was driving a Honda Converse, and farmer cow got out, and he hit the cow with a Harley.
Survived?
Dude, he was in the hospital for a while. He charged us $600 for a cow.
Jeff, last night, Mike.
Me and my wife ended up watching a couple of movies that we had recorded.
You didn't watch the YouTube Live class either?
No, that wasn't one of those that we recorded. I am going to check that out, though.
Some DVDs with a sample test on it so I can sit back and study this stuff and see if I can knock it out.
I mean, I've been watching also the last year's general class, and that's real good. You know, if you watch it and then go to the class, then it's like getting it twice already. But it gives you good hints and good clues on how to recognize the answers and everything. There's certain keywords and answers and different things like that, so it really helps you out. But I guarantee you, if you just pick the longest answer, you'd have a 90% shot at getting it.
I said, if you read the question, the answer to the question is in the question, if you pay attention to it.
Oh, I'm going to try to get that extra before June, before they change the test.
The garbage is on a newer test is not useful. You need to know the basics before you can do the other stuff. And everybody forgets their basics, and then they run around like a chicken with their head cut off. You saw, you know, those, the LMR 400 with the solid strand and stuff. It's a solid strand. I never saw it. If you use the strand stuff, you just tin it with a little solder and then slide it in there and then solder it. Makes it a lot easier. Little tricks like that. You learn.
catch up with you later. KK4POT.
Yeah, 73, Tim. Catch you later.
Just out of curiosity. My nurse wants to hear 6:45, so I still got a few things to do, but I haven't got them all done yet.
Got me a yellow Labrador this morning, KN4TFW.
Change my address on FCC.
Get on QRZ. It won't say you're 7 miles from me.
I would be interested. We're probably 12 miles as a crow flies, or 15.
I'm on a little app on my phone right when I get to work.
Application, it's an application last night. I got an email sometime in the morning stating that it had been accepted, so I don't know when they actually do the change, but my part's done.
Well, I used to go 4 miles all the time. You're supposed to let them know. I said, I told one of the guys up north, I said, I'm just going to pull out my car. If they want to fire them, go ahead and fire me. I said, it's like I told one of the other guys one time, I talked to one of the guys, the old FCC inspector one time, retired now. I said to the guys, I said, if you guys got nothing to do, I was in Swami when I met one of the guys that worked for the FCC up in Maine. I said, you guys got nothing to do. I said, when I get my license, I said, no. I said, if I move around, I said, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I said, what's the problem? Is, well, if we need you, we'll find it. Pretty funny story when I was up at a swap meet one time, and I met one of the guys, and he was talking to one of the FCC inspectors, and he said, why do you have both those reavers? He was one on 3860 and one on 385 AM. He said, all these are a bunch of guys that break a bunch of radio logs, but they're fun to listen to. It keeps the boredom down. And I mean, I'd love to see what 17 meters do. I'd love to play with that. Pull one time, it'll take about 200 watts.
Hey, Mike, to answer your question about the owner of that establishment, found out he is not ill. They just hadn't said why they are not opening when they're supposed to.
Not on opening?
It is indefinite, and that's all they would let us know.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad nobody's got major health issues.
Hey. Up there with Daniel on Saturday morning, we're going to get that engine out.
Bring you an antenna up there and string it up.
Phil, I could ask if you got something we could do just to check my transmitter. It'll be kind of fun. Come to Ray's, you could ask Ray if we could swap my transmitter on his antenna just to try it. I've got a place I can check my transmitter, make sure my transmitter's all right. Well, one time it'll take about 200 watts on sideband.
That's the same answer you got a minute ago.
I'm just wondering if you know when one's good, because a ham stick won't handle it.
It'll take 600 watts.
We're fine with that. Because the cheap ones won't handle. They say they handle 100 watts, but I blew mine up on AM. Almost took my transmitter out.
The octopus antenna I was looking at in the beginning, you can get the hub and four bands of ham sticks for about $250.
That's one. That's why 80 meters for now.
$19 for the hub. And then it's like, I want to say it's about another 30 for just one band of ham stick.
I'll keep one of the ham sticks and wind my own coil on the bottom.
What of amp do you have, Al?
4L.
What's it capable of?
1500 watts, but he'll do about 800 watts on AM.
Ken. You got one, Ed?
I prefer to run barefoot.
You get cold?
Cold, but that sure do stink a lot.
Well, that's from stepping in them cow patties. You growed up barefooted, wasn't you?
Right. I stepped in more of them things barefooted than I don't even want to remember.
You telling me you had to wear your go-to-school shoes to milk cows, and I know that'd be a try to keep your shoes clean.
You feed half the salsa and then warm water to clean them up. Cleans them right up.
Hey, guys, I've arrived in that, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Ed, Mike, Al, Robert, you guys have a good one. Hope to catch you guys in the morning or maybe in the afternoon. KN4TFW, clear.
73's Ken. Hope to catch you this afternoon.
Yeah, 73's to you. What's your boy and dear Yank and dear?
KK4NXC, you have a good one and enjoy your day. Robert, I meant to ask you if you got an amp.
It's in storage.
Any suggestions on a quality amp?
You can come a 4-100 and build your own.
Yeah.
That's got enough parts laying around you. Probably all you need to do is a chassis. Matter of fact, I can help you design one if you want.
But necessary to amp. That's the quality of the top tube that you use as the quality.
Best tube for that application is turn 4-400s and get a good, you can still buy the American ones, they're a little expensive, they're old stock. And I got to finish the power supply, mine. Gary's got to rewire it, I just got to plug things together, put a transformer, my transformer blew up, one of my low voltage switching transporter relay blew up, so I gotta get an antenna that'll handle it.
I'm smart enough to build one.
Mike, there's a company called Airtron down in, and they build them down in either Alabama or Mississippi, and they'll let you come tour the plant before you buy one and see how they're built.
The Ameritron?
I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Real familiar. That name seems real familiar.
I really want to, I tell you what you want to do. Go back in the archives and get a cop, find it. I got to find one myself. It's a 1963 edition of the Amateur Radio Handbook. It has all the schematics, all the tube diagrams. It gives you all the basic information on how to build all kinds of different things like that. It's not hard at all. If you can solder a wire, you can build an amplifier.
That's me out of it.
You'll get it.
You mean you cannot solder a wire?
I'm sick.
Well, outside, I will tell you that. I burned my fingers half to death.
Blue Moon, I got a solder circuit board. We do soldering at work, and I've built a couple things, some little doodads here and there on some circuit boards, so I'm just messing.
I use chassis point to point, and you're better off with that kind of stuff. And that's, you know, circuit boards for tubes are not a good idea. It's better if you don't. The guys do. On the bottom of the tube sockets, they actually lug the wires and don't even solder them. Pulling the tubes, that's the big thing. And, but you can fire all 4L, they're around. You can fire them all over the place. And the 4L's pretty good. Any old heave kit, SP220 is a pretty good old amp. To find some of them still around.
Amplifier.
You gotta watch out with some of the amateur amplifiers. They use 572Bs and they don't mount, they mount the tubes kind of sideways, and those tubes aren't designed to do that. And sometimes the filament, you gotta protect the filament transfer, pulls the filament transfer around. That's one of the things that happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, that one, I guess they changed it from when I bought it because the tube is straight up.
Be straight up. The AC amp may be straight up. If that's even better yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I've seen a lot of amplifiers that are not, and I got one from my uncle that I learned a pretty good lesson with that one. One day, we were checking the amp out. My uncle said he hadn't used it in 20 years. Well, he didn't tell me. He blew the filament transformer up, and the tube blew up. Well, believe it or not, I didn't short the caps. I said, my friend goes, Al, I'm going to short these caps. I said, this hasn't been plugged in since 1977. He says, Al, I'm telling you, I guarantee I'm going to short them anyway. I said, okay, man, I started laughing. Well, guess what? Do you know why those caps were still charged? And it made a heck of a snap. We sure as. He said, see, Al, I told you to watch out for that.
Well, sir.
They charge. The bleed resistor must have been bad or something. But that's why you always short them out. And I did. A lot of the good amps have an interlock switch. Like the 4L has an interlock switch. You pull the cover, it shorts those out. I'd love to run low power in AM if I get an antenna that'll do it. But lots of times when you're running AM like I am, you got to run some horsepower. Get a solid state sideband little driver and build a little pair of 68Q5s and build a little 15 watt little linear and run 15 watts with a little vacuum tube funnel just for some low power stuff. Q5s, 6PQ5s, little tubes like that. You run a pair of those things and they're fantastic.
Do you run AM at?
I was on 80 meters on 3085. I gotta get down an extra class. A bunch of extras that hang on the low end of the band. I have my license. I haven't heard them in a while. There's somebody I have to listen for them, see if I can hear them. See if they're still down. I gotta get my license. I gotta get my button gear and get it done.
Lower band of 80 meters in a long time.
The quiet spot. If you're gonna run AM down there, it's down in the 700 some, 3700 range somewhere. It's nice and quiet. It's a real nice spot to be.
It was down that low. It was on the CW portion when I used to run CW.
Portion of all that. The generals can't go down there. You gotta have an extra class to go down there.
Yeah, I know about that.
I just for the heck of it, I wanted to see if my antenna worked. I went down there, and I said, I don't know this. He said, I just want to see if my transmitter worked. I wonder if you can hear me. He said, yeah. I said, oh, I'll get out of here, because I know I shouldn't be down here. I don't want to get a summons for it. It's not bad. I mean, I think Dave Watson's got one laying around. He's got a little resistor problem or a little problem. He never fixed it, but I never got together with him to fix it. He had a stupid little problem. I want to see if he wants to do with it. I was going to give him a hand fixing it one day. I forgot what was wrong with it.
I'm going to work on mine sometime whenever I can get some money saved up. Ain't doing nothing. Let one of my friends use it for a little while, and he messed up a resistor on it.
If you can get over to see me one time, you can saw a wire, then get over to the house, and I'll go over with you. We'll troubleshoot it with an ohmmeter, a voltmeter, and I'll help you fix it. One day, come on over here, and we'll bring the amp to your house. If you got an ohm meter, a volt meter, if I can find one that works, I got to fix my Simpson, and we should be able to troubleshoot that. And if you can solder a wire, I can help you troubleshoot it.
I can solder a wire. If I can solder my coax lines, I can easily solder wires.
This bridge here, I've got everything you need, so if you want to get together with me one weekend, I'd be glad to volunteer some time and help you fix it.
I'll sure do that.
might even have the resistors in stock, depends how big it is. Little bolt to the supply for my little, I got a little AF68 LMAC to fix. I got the transmitter should work with the power supply. It needs two 6L6s, and it needs a microphone, and it needs a power supply. I got the plug wire, but I got to find a transformer, a little teeny isolation transformer. I think what I'm going to do is get a 220 to one of those little small transformers and turn it backwards and put 12 volts to it and step it up and see if I get enough without blowing the transformer to get the voltages I want. We're still in here. How you doing your paper route over there?
Now I'm going to get, I'm closing in on tail end for about another 40 minutes.
Hey, I'm destinating. This is KK4NXC. I'm going to say 73s to everybody. I got to jump out and get some paperwork started. Y'all have a good day. Be careful, be safe, and hopefully we will catch you Friday morning. Friday morning. Take care, Ed. Enjoy your cup of coffee. KK4NXC clear.
Glad you made it in safe. Hopefully catch you Friday morning. Have a good one. Don't work too hard. 73s.
Good to hear you out there. Let's get for India, Yankee India.
Sure, you're running a little late this morning.
Running late, unfortunately.
It's about, it's almost 5:40, 5:50, so you won't be done almost 7 o'clock in the morning.
Five.
I think that's a, I think a 5:55 is a timer chip.
Not before. Sure did.
Couple oscillator circuits and beat them together to try to make a metering circuit. I never did it before, but I think I know how to do it with 2 5-6-5 chips and make a tone oscillator and then just null it with a pot. And then I got to get run a voltage for it to beat it against to make it work for a metering circuit. So I got to get somebody to help me solder this stupid thing together. I got to figure, sit down and do the math and see if I can't make this thing work. I never built this circuit before, but I think I know how to do it.
I want to try to solder it for you. I'll be glad to come up there and solder it for you.
Over your house to do the transmitter, unless you want to lug the amp up my steps. You can do that too, but it's probably easier to do your amp at your house. I don't know if you live on the second floor. Now, I do. And if you want to carry this amp up these steps, it isn't going to be fun. I'm always shooting for next weekend. I'll see if I can't find. You tell me what Empire got. Let me know what you need. We'll figure out what you need next weekend, and I might be able to come up with it. Worst will look. I think if worst comes to worst, we'll look at it next weekend if you want. And if there's something we need that I don't have, we'll figure out what we need to get a hold of it. So, 5:55 in the morning. Boy, can't believe it's this early. Gosh darn.
About 9.
Getting dressed before the nurse gets here. She says you got to be here 6:45. I was like,
Vehicle to the shop and find out why my battery light's coming on.
What kind of car is it?
2010
Jeep. Toyota?
Jeep.
Gone there probably before?
No. Oh, 4.0, if I ain't mistaken.
Need to check out, first of all, could have your battery terminal and load test your battery. Make sure the battery is actually good. And then there's, I don't remember on that one if there's voltage to the field. If you got some of them ground the field on the alternator and some of them feed it. If you pull it up online, pull up the alternator wire to the wire and see if it's a one wire alternator or if it's not. If it's a one wire alternator, it has a, It's probably a three wire, but see what it is. That's a very simple fix.
Yep.
Well, where do you live?
I'm right out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Do you have a standoff area rebuilt place up there?
No. Doing Spartanburg, but not here.
Check it out and see if, just look at, find a, if you go online, you can find a wiring diagram of that thing. Just look at it. If you want to call me on the air later, I can tell you on the phone, you tell me how the voltmeter's wired. I might be able to tell you how to test through a test layer or a voltmeter. But check the battery terminals, clean those first, and check the battery first thing, because that will make the light come on, because the alternator won't charge right.
Yep.
I hope it's on the voltmeter in the car, or does it have one?
It don't have one. It just has a light that showed the battery coming on.
Accessories off after you clean your battery terminals up. Put your voltmeter on your car if you got a voltmeter and see what it is at idle. It should be around 13 to 14 volts. If it idles all the accessories off with a battery truck, charge the battery full. Get a battery charger, charge the battery all the way up.
Afterwards, you can get that in a little while, that battery charger.
Well, okay, well, you know what they'll do? They'll load test the battery right there. Get one of those cheap little 15 amp chargers. They're not a lot of money. And sit there. It's going to take all day to charge it, probably. But they can load test the battery right there if it's charged all the way up. If you don't have a charger, do you have another car you can charge it with?
New cars, you can't do that.
If you can put jumper cables as long as you don't short them out. What I would do is take the, it's better to get a battery charger if you can, but you can still do it. I wouldn't, they say not to, but you can. The main thing is just go get a cheap battery charger and just put the charger on it, charge the battery all the way up, then load test it. And then you can check the battery out first to clean. You probably got bad battery terminals. How many times did it not start?
I did crank. I was going down the road when the light come on. So I don't know if it'll crank up when I get out there or not.
Start. If you have a car, here's how you got to jump it. This is what you got to do. What you got to do is you got to hook the ground cable to the car, hook the positive cable to the other battery, ground the two cars together. Start the first, hook up, always hook up your negative terminal, last, so you don't short it. Always do your positive first, your negative last. And that way, when you hook your negative and then start the other car, don't start the other, just let it run a while. And it'll slowly charge the battery up. Or take the battery out of the other car, put it in there, start the other one, and drive it to the parts store.
Yeah, we do take it out of the vehicle and take it to the parts house.
Do too. They can then just charge the other battery up and load test it. Because you might just have bad battery terminal, dirty terminals, and sometimes they won't charge just because of that.
Yeah. Well, when I look under the hood, and if I see green the corrosion, that would be the problem.
You don't see that. Somebody's got to take the negative cable off, and there's only a little teeny bit, you won't see it.
Most of the time, when I have that problem, I can see the corrosion on it most of the time.
That's cleaning everything real good to start with anyway. It's good procedure. Always do it there. Because I had one day that fooled me and it looked good and it wasn't good. And we messed around that thing for 2 hours over something stupid.
Yeah, I can understand what you're saying.
Stupid myself. Hey, did you see that badge? No, I really didn't.
The Yankee India. go down the hall for a minute.